Good morning, and thanks for joining us from Markets Now. I'm Michelle Rook, along with Chuck Shelby, Risk Management Commodities. Grains regaining some ground, opening mostly higher this morning. Livestock futures mixed in the cattle, a little bit of softness yet in the hogs. And Chuck, it hasn't been a good start to the year here for the grain complex. We're seeing a bit of a bounce here today. Are we just seeing the fund liquidation end, or in the case of soybeans, are we trying to put a little bit of South American weather premium back into these markets?
It's been an interesting week to start the new year. Producers were hoping for a rally or continuation of a rally from the previous week, but the market was liquidated. We went down to the lower end of the range. We're range bound in this market. Nice to see some extra exports to corn to Mexico and beans to unknown. World buyers, I think, thought some of these prices were cheap. Argentinian weather looks to come in and be very hot and dry in the next week. So we bounced and the market seems to be stabilized here. And it's a nice end of the week if we can maintain these gains.
Yeah. And you mentioned support areas actually held here in corn. We bounced off that 650 level. That was kind of important, wasn't it?
Yeah. This market has basically turned into a technical market. And the traders really liking it. They pushed at the upper end, went to the lower end. It was a spot where we should have found some buying. Farmers were not interested when the market broke down to those levels to be in the seller. So that's the market. We're in this range. It'll be interesting as we move into the end of January, or the beginning of February, which direction is this market going to go? Is it going to break out to the upside, or are we going to see a failure down to lower levels as we move deeper into 23?
Right. And of course, we do have the report coming out next week. So that's going to be one of the keys that we're going to be watching, especially some of the demand revisions, right?
Yeah, we've suffered in corn in particular, and wheat. We're not really being able to sell into the world market. Going forward, will USDA cut that pretty dramatically, or will they make small corrections and the balance sheet doesn't change that much? So yeah. Next Friday, pretty interesting report, and that might give us some direction as we move into February.
Right. And to back that up, we had pretty poor weekly exports this morning, especially for corn and wheat, right?
Yeah, I think maybe it's a holiday week. That's kind of to be expected. The one that's really concerning, though, is wheat. We just get anything going good in the wheat. And so that's probably a bigger concern. Long term, if Argentina stays dry, world buyers may have to come to the U.S. for corn.
Yeah. And it was nice to see, as you mentioned off the top here, some corn business to Mexico, soybean business to unknown destinations. And it really looks like, you know, especially in the soybeans, you don't have to pull that market down price wise too far before soybeans really uncover some good end user demand, right?
And we've been able to see the bean market has found those export business better than corn. It's a tight market. The meal market is strong when you look at Argentina. Going forward, how big is a Brazilian crop to offset some of those losses? But on the other, as we go forward too, the Chinese demand, if we can get their country to open up and they start buying, that will really be another positive to the bean market. So good market in beans, probably the most supported market fundamentally with the good export potential and good past sales.
Yeah. And of course, that China COVID situation has obviously been a headwind and part of the risk off that we've seen here that's caused some of this fund liquidation this week in the grain trade. So hopefully we can hold on to these gains in the grains today. So what about the cattle market? Live cattle, a little bit softer on the opening this morning, but we did have steady cash trade start yesterday in the South. Was the market disappointed with that, Chuck?
I think, again, we're coming out of a holiday period here, so I think the market's pretty satisfied where it is. We've seen decent demand for beef out in the retail sector. Consumers are still buying. So pretty good market in the cattle. I think that's going to continue through winter. Be interesting to see that storm we had and the cold temperatures out west. You know, it's got to impact the rate of gain and some of the death loss out there, so I'm still pretty optimistic for cattle in the coming months.
Yeah, and those weights should start showing a drop, I would think. Right. What about this hog market? We've had a pretty good pullback now. If we end lower today, this would be like the sixth down day. but we had pretty decent exports this morning. It's really been the problem that the cash trade has been hitting some new lows for the year, right?
Yeah, just the opposite of cattle. We can't seem to find a spot where we get the cash low enough and the consumers really pick up buying into the pork. So struggling here. We could still lose a few more dollars on the futures, but it's a soft market. We saw tests in the lower end of the ranges. We got to find some more demand going forward. Hopefully that combined with some smaller numbers of the hog herd as we move into 23 could give us potential to see those hogs eventually catch, find that demand and move higher as we move into spring.
Yeah. And as you mentioned before, it'd be nice to see China, if they get things normalized here, to get some of that demand back in here into this export market, right?
Yeah, that's a kind of a sleeping giant in my mind. It's going to take them a while to come out of COVID. The good news is they're going to get over it. It's going to move forward. And I've really said it before, I think that demand probably really picks up in third and fourth quarter. Yeah. It's going to take them a while to get there, but they're on the right pathway.
Yeah, pork is really sensitive to that. That's for sure. All right. Thanks for joining us. Chuck Shelby with Risk Management Commodities. That's Markets Now.